Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 election process from the studios of KHOI in the heart of Iowa.
This is a moment when American leadership is needed more than ever, whether it's in Hong Kong, where those protesters for democracy need to know that they have a friend in the United States, or anywhere around the world where increasingly we see dictators throwing their weight around.
South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg. In Hong Kong, pro-democracy candidates took nearly 90% of the district council seats up for grabs this weekend, following 6 months of pro-democracy protests, with increasing violence between protesters and police. President Trump hasn't signed the Hong Kong Human Rights and Democracy Act Congress recently passed to impose sanctions on Hong Kong officials for human rights violations. The president says he supports Hong Kong, but he's also keeping in mind the trade deal with China, suggesting the deal may take priority over human rights. Now former Navy Secretary Richard Spencer was ousted over the weekend in a forced resignation after refusing to carry out President Trump's order to clear a Navy SEAL accused of war crimes by his own men. This month, the president also pardoned two other service members who'd been convicted in military courts for murdering civilians. Buttigieg, one of two veteran presidential candidates, commented, quote, "There's nothing pro-military about overruling our military justice system to prevent it from delivering accountability for war crimes," unquote. In Norfolk, Virginia, location of the world's largest military base, former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg saluted Spencer for, quote, "not flinching from his duties," unquote, when Bloomberg made his first presidential campaign stop yesterday. In Spencer's resignation letter, he wrote that, quote, "rule of law is what sets us apart," unquote, referring to the U.S. and other nations. Speaking of rule of law, a federal judge ordered yesterday that White House counsel Don McGahn will have to comply with a congressional subpoena, striking down the administration's argument that the president can unilaterally prevent his staff from testifying. Believing in the importance of American leadership and inspired by Marianne Williamson's campaign, one Londoner came to Iowa to volunteer. Mandalina Strisevic, a civil engineer.
I do feel that 2020 election in this country is going to have an enormous impact in the world. But I also feel that this is an extremely crucial, kind of critical time in our history for what's happening in the world, not just in America, but also in Britain and across Europe as well.
In happier news for the president, the United States Supreme Court did indicate they would consider taking up the lower court's ruling that Trump's tax records must be released. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, though, thinks that there should be more financial transparency in federal elections.
You really want to root out some corruption? Make every single person who runs for federal office put their tax returns online.
From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bolke. Thanks for listening at pacificanetwork.org and publicnewsservice.org.